This is Vatican Radio. As he announced earlier this month, Pope Benedict XVI will be retiring from the papacy the evening of Thursday, February 28th. Pope Benedict is to stay at the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo outside Rome until restoration work on his new home in a cloistered monastery inside the Vatican is completed. The Pope says that from there, he will live a life dedicated to prayer. Well, on this occasion, we dip into our archives from that day on April 19, 2005, to remember when Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger was elected to the papacy in the fourth round of voting in the conclave. So listen now as we present Vatican Radio's English feature program, announcing that historic moment.
Laudator Jesus Christus. This is the English program of Vatican Radio.
Hello and welcome to our half-hour English feature programme celebrating the election today of the 264th successor of St. Peter.
Habemus Papam!
It's been a historic day here in the Vatican as German Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger was elected to the papacy.
Eminentissimum ad reverendissimum Dominum. Dominum Josephum. Sancte Romanae Ecclesiae Cardinalem Ratzinger.
Taking the name of Pope Benedict XVI. Tracy McClure has all the details.
Protodeacon Jorge Medina Estevaz made the announcement from the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica at 6:42 to the cheers from tens of thousands of people gathered in the square. The first wisps of white smoke appeared from the chimney over the Sistine Chapel just 2 minutes before six. But any uncertainty about its color was lifted at 6:05 when the bells of St. Peter's rang out festively for all of Rome to hear.
Cari fratelli e sorelle.
Speaking in Italian, Pope Benedict XVI made his first address as the Bishop of Rome.
Dopo il grande Papa Giovanni Paolo II,
dear brothers and sisters, after the great Pope John Paul II, the cardinals have elected me, a simple, humble worker in the Lord's vineyard. I'm comforted by the fact that the Lord knows how to work and act even with insufficient instruments. And above all, I entrust myself to your prayers. With the joy of the risen Lord and confidence in his constant help, we will go forward. The Lord will help us, and Mary, his most holy mother, will be alongside us.
Omnipotens et misericors Dominus.
Amen.
Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maneat semper.
Pope Benedict XVI was elected in the first ballot of Tuesday afternoon session of the conclave, making it the fourth vote since the conclave opened Monday afternoon. And I'm Tracy McClure. But before I go, Michael Kelly takes a look at the new pope.
Pope Benedict XVI was born on April 16, 1927, in Marktel on the Inn River in Germany. His father, a police officer, came from a traditional family of farmers from Lower Bavaria. He spent his adolescent years in Trostin and was called into the auxiliary anti-aircraft service in the last months of World War II. From 1946 to 1951, the year in which he was ordained to the priesthood and began to teach, he studied philosophy and theology at the University of Munich and at the Higher Minor School in Freising. At the age of 35, he became a consultor of the Archbishop of Cologne, Cardinal Joseph Frings, at the Second Vatican Council. He was proclaimed and created a cardinal by Pope Paul VI in the consistory of June 27, 1977. Before his election as the 264th successor of St. Peter, Pope Benedict XVI was prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, president of the Pontifical Biblical Commission and the International Theological Commission, and dean of the Sacred College.